Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time. Hi everybody, it's Mike from Profiling Evil, and I'm really excited to announce that we've converted 20 episodes of the Academy series for audio podcast, and they're all available now on your favorite podcast platform. Now, I hope that you'll subscribe so that you get all the notifications when other podcasts are released. And don't forget to check us out on the World Wide Web at ProfilingEvil.com. And folks, if you like YouTube, visit Profiling Evil and make sure you're hitting that like and subscribe button. Now, our purpose in releasing these podcasts is to edutain you. Edutain means we really want to entertain you just enough to be able to teach you a few principles about the criminal justice system, criminal investigations, and profiling. And I think you're going to find these episodes to be useful as you go about your own amateur crime sleuthing. So let's jump into today's discussion after this word from our sponsor. Hey everybody, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is Truth Finder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your next online date, give Truth Finder a try. I'm including a link below with special discount pricing. You got to click the link to get it, and then enter EVIL10 at checkout. We're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, enough to buy a small diet Dr. Pepper, but you can cancel at any time. Thanks for listening today. Was the predator a lunatic, or did he simply not care about the risk of being captured or convicted of the crime that he was committing? Why do some criminals really think out and execute their crimes while others jump in like a rabid dog? Let's talk offender risk levels. Hey, welcome back to Profiling Evil, and if you're new to the channel, thanks for joining. If you're a university student or a longtime channel member, welcome back and thanks for your support. I really appreciate it. I hope you'll hit the like and subscribe button, folks. Now let's talk profiling. When crimes are committed, the criminal leaves behind a clear indication of their experience and expertise. The fact that an offender risks exposure to identification and apprehension could suggest a lack of concern or a lack of sophistication. It could also be an indicator of the mental state of the offender. The lower the risk exposure, the higher the level of criminal sophistication or luck. Crimes that leave little evidence behind may show the extent of the predator's fantasy. Pre-planning, the meditation and the premeditation that's going on. Think of Travis Reinking, who is the accused Nashville Waffle House killer. Reinking entered the restaurant on April 22, 2018, after shooting his way into the business. He killed four people before he either had to reload or he was trying to unjam the assault rifle that he was using. You know, had it not been for the bravery of a 29-year-old man named James Shaw Jr., the death toll would have certainly climbed. Shaw jumped on Reinking and fought a predator and pulled the rifle away from him, throwing it over the counter. Now, here's the interesting part of this example. Reinking allegedly sat in his truck outside the restaurant for several minutes before going in. Why? You know, it seems to me that he was using this time to evaluate what he was going to do. He undoubtedly scanned the patrons inside the restaurant through those big glass windows. You've seen the Waffle House design. He was trying to determine where his biggest threats and his targets were. In my mind, it shows pre-planning and premeditation. But here's where things also get a little bit dicey. Reinking exited his vehicle before going into the business, only wearing a green short-waisted jacket, no other clothing. He was completely nude. After the shooting, Reinke fled the store completely naked because he lost his coat during a struggle, and his weapon, again, was taken from him and thrown over the counter. Now, think about this and go back and watch my video on organized and disorganized offenders. When looking at crimes against people, consider the risk level that the offender is willing to assume in the crime. While extreme, think about it this way. Was the victim or witness left to provide testimony to police? Surviving victims and witnesses elevate an offender's risk of apprehension. This can be minimized by the offender wearing a mask or blindfolding the victim. Even by speaking, the offender is exposing themselves to a greater risk if the victim is allowed to listen and remember things. You know, this is really disturbing stuff to think about. The more time the offender spends with the victim, the more information, incriminating information, becomes available. For instance, if the victim was bound, what extent did the suspect go to maintain control of the victim? You know, the longer suspects spend with the victim, the more time the victim has to examine identifying marks, things like scars and tattoos. Victims can better recall the sound of an offender's voice or particular body odors with the longer amount of time that they spend with the offender. An analysis of the offender's risk level can lead to clearer identification of the criminal and increase the chance of apprehension. When offenders expose themselves unwittingly to multiple forms of identification, their risk of capture increases, and it reveals so much more about the criminal than most of us think. So let's return back to our example of the predatory thoughts and actions being taken by Travis Reinking. Whenever criminals repeat criminal behavior, they demonstrate that their thought patterns haven't changed, and there's a high probability that there will be another victim. As I went back and examined Reinking's history, I uncovered that the 29-year-old predator had a history with the sheriff's office, who reportedly said that he was erratic and delusional. In fact, sheriff's deputies had once responded to a nearby drugstore where Reinking was carrying on about delusions that Taylor Swift, you know, the country singer, was stalking him and hacking his phone. The deputies noted that Travis was hostile and he refused to recognize law enforcement's authority. They cited concerns because he possessed multiple firearms. In June of the following year, Reinking was reported by employees of his father's businesses threatening them. He lived above his father's crane rental business, and he came into the office one morning carrying a rifle, wearing a pink dress, and swearing at everybody as he made his way to his vehicle, where he loaded in the weapon and drove away. On another occasion, Reinking showed up at a public pool wearing a pink woman's house coat and exposing himself to lifeguards. Only a month after that, Reinking was arrested outside the White House after he crossed a barrier and refused to leave, shouting that he was a sovereign citizen who needed to talk to then-President Donald Trump. Well, after that event, he was arrested and all of his weapons were seized, but his father somehow convinced local police to allow him to take the weapons home and into his own custody. Secretly, he allegedly returned the weapons to his son, something that he reportedly admitted to later. Well, things quieted down for a period of time until April 3rd, 2018. Reinking was fired from his job after claiming people, including other employees, were after him. 4 days before the Waffle House shooting, Reinking stole a BMW vehicle, and then he committed the homicides after that. He was captured the following day after a construction worker noticed him entering into a wooded area close to the Waffle House, the site of the murders. When police subdued him, he had a .45 caliber semi-automatic handgun and ammunition in his possession. Violent criminals statistically have the highest risk of dangerousness. They are more likely to reoffend than other offender types, but in most cases, they learn from previous crimes. This means that in most cases, offenders will evolve and improve their risk levels. Instead of increasing, they may get rid of their victim the next time around, and that's really frightening. It makes me really wonder why the courts continue to allow these predators to get out of jail and reoffend. I hope this segment helps you better understand suspect risk levels. It should help you better understand how important it is in the overall investigative process and hopefully help you better understand other principles we're discussing here in the Profiling Evil Academy. Well, hey, folks, I'm pausing to share some concerns I have surrounding identity theft and fraud. I've learned a lot from our partner, Aura. They're the pros at protecting people from cyber predators. Aura provides identity theft protection, credit and fraud protection, and online and device security for you and your family. They taught me to think twice before answering those online questionnaires designed to steal our personal information. You know, it must be working because U.S. statistics show that 33% of us have been victimized by identity theft at an annual cost of more than $56 billion each year. Aura protection plans come with around-the-clock support, a money-back guarantee, and a $1 million theft policy. But here's the best part. You can try Aura for free by clicking on this special Profiling Evil link in the description down below. When you do, we get a small commission. But think about it. You insure your car and you insure your house. Don't you think it's time to insure your identity? Now let's get back to today's discussion. Well, thanks for listening to Profiling Evil Podcast, Season 1 and 2 of the Academy Series. We've bundled these episodes together for people like you who want to really binge listen. If there are some of you out there who want to space it out, you figure out the schedule and go to them as you can. Well, hey, folks, listening to true crime stories can really trigger negative feelings and thoughts in some people. So if you or someone you know is experiencing trauma as a result of crime, please reach out to your medical or your mental health provider and get some help. And if you've been victimized, call your local police agency and ask for help. Hey, thanks so much for supporting Profiling Evil. I hope you'll consider joining our channel memberships over on YouTube. It's a place where you can provide us a little more support. As a channel member, you'll get more information a little more quickly, and you'll be a part of the team that's helping us grow. And if you'd like to donate to Profiling Evil, you can always do so through PayPal or by visiting our website at profilingevil.com and look for the little donate button. The Profiling Evil podcast series is created by the Profiling Evil Network, and the information contained in it is copyrighted, so don't copy or reuse it without getting our permission. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon at the next crime scene. Hey folks, it's Mike from Profiling Evil. I've been studying criminal behavior for more than 40 years, and one of my favorite research tools is TruthFinder. It's online, and you're not going to believe the information stored there. So if you want to know more about that new neighbor, your babysitter, or your online date, give TruthFinder a try. I'm including a special link below with special discount pricing, but you got to click the link and enter EVIL10 at checkout. Now, we're an affiliate, which means we get a small commission, but you can cancel at any time.